Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，早上好。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 6.
我们一起来看罗马书第六章。
Romans 6:15-23.
罗马书第六章十五到二十三节。
Romans 6:15. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law but under grace?May it never be.
六章十五节，这却怎么样呢？我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下，就可以犯罪吗？断乎不可。
Do you not know that when you present yourselves to someone as slaves for obedience, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin resulting in death, or of obedience resulting in righteousness?
岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆？顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以致成义。
But thanks be to God that though you were slaves of sin, you became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching to which you were committed.
感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范。
And having been freed from sin, you became slaves of righteousness.
你们既从罪里得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。
I am speaking in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, resulting in further lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, resulting in sanctification.
我因你们肉体的软弱，就照人的常话对你们说：你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法做奴仆，以至于不法，现今也要照样将肢体献给义做奴仆，以至于成圣。
But when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness.
因为你们做罪之奴仆的时候，就不被义约束了。
Therefore,What benefit were you then deriving from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the outcome of those things is death.
你们现今所看为羞耻的事，当日有什么果子呢？那些事的结局就是死。
But now, having been freed from sin and enslaved to God, you derive your benefit, resulting in sanctification, and the outcome, eternal life.
但现今你们既从罪里得了释放，做了神的奴仆，就有成圣的果子，那结局就是永生。
For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐，在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
Then two verses from the same chapter for context.Verse 8.
同样两节是在同一章里面作为这个背景。
8. Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him.
第八节，我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。
And 13.
十三节。
13 about ourselves, and do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness.But present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God.
也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再有些祷告。
Father, thanks for gathering all of us before you.
父啊，谢谢你召聚我们所有的人来到你的面前。
To show us the Lord Jesus.
向我们展现主耶稣基督。
That whatever is on our heart, we ask that you would take care of it.
我们从我们的心中说，求你来带领。
And put Christ into our hearts.
将基督放在我们的心中。
We need the freedom.
我们需要自由。
And we need the life.
我们需要生命。
We pray this in his name.
我们奉他的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
In September 1780, during the American Revolutionary War,
在1780年的9月，美国独立战争的时候
General Washington and his aide Hamilton arrived at the house of a lower-ranked general.
华盛顿将军和他的副官 Hamilton 来到一个级别较低的将军的家中。
That lower-ranked general was recently installed in command of the fort of West Point.
这位将军刚被任命来做指挥这个西点要塞的将军。
However, when they got to the house, the door was opened by the general's wife.
但当他们来到他们家的时候，这个门却是他的妻子打开的。
Her name was Peggy Shippen.
她的名字叫 Peggy Shippen.
Her hair was disheveled and her clothes were ripped.
她的头发凌乱，衣服破烂。
And she was screaming incoherently.
她在那里大声的胡言乱语的乱叫。
But what Washington and Hamilton didn't know was that this was all an act by Shippen to deceive them.
但是将军们却实在不知道这一个实在是Shippen 在那里精心表演的。
Shippen was a longtime friend with the head of the British spy system in New York during the war.
因为 Shippen 他早就与当时英国的这个间谍系统的负责人认识。
She has been secretly helping the British surrender the fort to the British.
在暗地里他一直帮助要把这个西点这个要塞拱手给这个英国。
And what a great opportunity, because her husband was just entrusted with the fort of West Point by General Washington.
这又是一个何等的机会，那个时候正好她的丈夫就成为指挥这个西掌管这个西点要塞的将军。
So when Washington and Hamilton arrived, she intentionally put on a show pretending that she's crazy.
所以当华盛顿和 Hamilton 来到他们家门口的时候，他特意在那里演了一出戏，看起来他好像是疯癫了。
To show one that she was so crazy, she possibly can't have a role in the betrayal.
所以他在那里演他自己是成了一个疯癫的人，所以与这个叛变出卖这件事情没有任何关系。
And secondly, to buy time for her husband to escape.
而且呢，也为了这样可以争取一点时间，让她丈夫可以逃脱。
And later, her husband did turn West Point over to the British.
而以后她的丈夫正是把这个西点这个要塞拱手给了英国。
And of course his name Benedict Arnold became the most famous traitor in American history.
他的名字叫 Benedict Arnold, 而成为这个历史上最最著名的一个叛徒。
And this is the same sentiment we encounter in Romans chapter 6.
这个也是我们在罗马书第六章所经历的这样子的一个感觉。
It seems to us that we have been commanded by our new general God to stand firm and defend the fort.
我们好像已经被转换归属于一个新的主人，而且我们在这个时候应该站立得稳。
But sometimes you feel that you are betraying your loyalty.
但是有的时候我们觉得我们好像在背叛，我们不忠心。
We enter into long phases of sin and temptation.
我们进入了这个罪的那个和试探的引诱。
As if no power or sufficient purpose to gain victory in the face of sin.
所以面对罪，我们好像没有目标，也没有能力来胜过。
Then when God or other Christians knock on the door to check up on us,
所以当神或者其他的基督徒在那里敲门来看我们的时候，
we have to put on a show.
我们也在那里演出了一条一个装甲，做了一个戏呀。
We wonder if God has already declared us righteous, how does he actually make us righteous?
所以我们在这里疑惑神已经在这里称我们为义，但他如何将我们做成义呢？
So far in Romans, we want to see the picture is Paul is describing the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ.
至今在罗马书，我们已经看见保罗在那里阐述了有关基督的福音。
All people are considered sinners, condemned to perish, unable to meet God's righteous requirement.
所有的人都是罪人，都已经被定罪，注定要灭亡，是不能满足神公义的要求。
However, because God loved us, He sent His Son, Jesus, to die on the cross.
但是因着神的爱，他将他的独生子差来赐给我们，让我们能够借着他能够得救。
To take the penalty of sins on our behalf.
而我们的这一位神的儿子，他担当了我们罪的刑罚。
And as a result of belief, we are justified, which means declared righteous, reconciled to God.
所以当我们信的时候，我们就被称为义，而且宣告是义的。
And we have been forgiven of our sins, the output sins.
与神和好，而且我们的罪也得了赦免。
Then we came to Romans 5, the turning point of the epistle, to address the source or root of the sins, which is sin singular.
在罗马书的第五章，我们看到有一个转折点，在这个时候，保罗在开始在那里讲到这个单数的这个罪，罪性的源头。
When Adam disobeyed God, we said every human being that followed was counted a sinner.Guilty in the eyes of God.
我们知道当亚当在那里犯罪了以后，所有在亚当出来的人，我们都被算为罪人，在神眼中看为有罪。
And we were all enslaved to sin.
我们都成了罪的奴仆。
And that's why we needed a permanent salvation, a permanent deliverance.
所以我们需要有一个永久的、彻底的一个迁移。好像一个永久的一个拯救。
And so that's why God put us in Christ. If salvation could be summed up in one sentence, it is God putting us in Christ.
所以神把我们放在基督里面，若是我们可以给这个救恩用一句话来总结的话，那就是借着基督我们得了拯救。
What he did was God united us in Christ in both his death and in his resurrection.
而我们是与基督同死同复活。
And union with Christ became the escape hatch from the realm of Adam into the realm of God.
所以基督的联合就给我们成有一个出路，让我们能够脱离罪，逃脱罪的捆绑。
And sin, death became that boundary between the two realms, and sin, who was in the realm of Adam, cannot touch us anymore.
那我们看见这里面有两个界限，一个是死在那里掌管的一个界限，当我们在与主同死的时候，这个罪就再不能辖制我们。
In other words, sin as the former master does not have legal right to order a dead slave around anymore.
所以这个罪作为过去的主人，他对已死的我们再没有这个主权来指使我们。
And not only that, through resurrection, Jesus gave us new life from above.
不单如此，主把这个复活的生命赐给了我们。
And so last time during the blizzard, we said that the way of sanctification had three steps.
上一次我们提到这个拯救救恩有三个步骤。
First step is to believe that if we have died with Christ, we shall also live with him.
第一个就是相信，若是我们与基督同死，我们就相信必与他同活。
Which is that knowing by faith that we are already united with Christ means that we are free from the power.Though not the presence yet of sin.
所以凭着信心，我们知道我们与基督的联合使我们脱离了罪的权势，但并不是脱离了罪根。
And then the second step we said was to consider yourselves to be dead to sin but alive to God.
第二步就是说算，要我们看自己像罪是死的，但是像神在基督耶稣里看我们自己是活的。
Which means that if you see a spiritual truth,You must let that truth's full weight sink in so that you can act upon it.
所以凭着信心我们看见这个真理的时候，我们就满心的在那里接受，让自己完全进入这样的真理。
And then we said the third step is to present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead.
第三步就是说到献上，当我们好像是一个从死里复活的人，我们把自己献给神。
If you get a new job, you will not report to work to your old boss, sin anymore.
就如同我们有了一个新的工作以后，我们再不会回到旧的主人，就是罪，来报道。
Rather, your new employer's ID says you're in a new position and you belong to Christ.
而这个新的工作有一个新的身份的证件，说你今天是属于基督，你属乎他。
Today, Paul will elaborate on the last point, which is.Present yourselves.
今天保罗我们要讲的是他进一步的阐述这个献上这件事。
Which means now that God put us in Christ for our sanctification, what role do you play in the process?
既然神已经把我们放在基督里，成为那个义的，那我们应当扮演怎样的角色呢？
So first section is the overall responsibility of a bond slave. That's in verses 15 to 16.
在十五到十六节里呢，我们看见一个就是关于我们成为这个义的奴仆的责任。
And then the second section is on the sanctification process of the bond slave, 17 to 19.
而第二部分就是在十七到十九节里面让我们看见这个过程，就是我们成为这个义的奴仆成圣的过程。
And the last section is the final destiny of the bond slave, which is 20 to 23.
第三部分就是在最后那部分20到23节里面讲到这个做奴仆的结局。
So first section, let's discuss which is the overall responsibility of the bond slave in 15 and 16.
现在我们先来看第一部分15到16节里面讲到的总的来说我们做义的奴仆的责任和义务。
Paul asks whether we shall sin because we are not under law but under grace.
那保罗在这里提出一个问题说我们是不是可以偶然犯些罪因为我们今天不在律法下而是在恩典下面。
And the reason obviously no, the answer obviously no, right? May it never be?
答案显然是说不。
But 16 gives us the reason behind it. You are slaves of the one whom you obey.
原因呢是在16节里头说到的你们顺从谁就做谁的奴仆。
Saying that after slaves presented themselves to a master, they are obliged to serve him.
所以说到这个作为一个奴仆把我们自己来顺从主人的时候我们就应当来顺从这个主人。
So for this we need a quick historical context of ancient slaves.
在这里我们必须来看一下这个那个背景有关于古代奴隶的。
Since ancient slavery comes in so many different forms, but they're very different from the Atlantic slave trade that we're familiar with in U.S. history.
那古代的奴隶制度有许多的形式，但是确实与大西洋当时的那个就是奴隶贸易是有许多的不同。
Where during the first century, 33% to 40% of the people in ancient Rome, not the Roman Empire, ancient Rome, were slaves.
因为在第一世纪的时候在罗马城里面不是罗马帝国有33%到40%的人口都是奴隶。
And slavery denotes the legal status, not someone's occupation.
而这个奴隶呢只是一个法律上的一个身份并不是说到他们的职业。
Because their occupation could be many different things. They could do farming, crafting, raising children.
所以这个工作他们的工作可以有许多的不同或者是在那里务农或者是在那里照顾孩子或者是制造事物。
But people who are in desperate situations will sell themselves or present themselves to someone they think will provide for them.
在一些极端的困境当中有的人呢他就把自己卖给或者献给一些人他们觉得这些人可以给他们基本上生活所需要的。
And this master could present, this master would give the presenting slave things like food, shelter, employment.
那他们就觉得这个主人可以提供他们需要的，就如同那个食物啊、住处和工作。
And if you think about it, if your master is rich, the slave may be better off than a person who is poor but free.
所以当这个主人是很富有的时候也许他的奴隶生活的可能比那个自由但是是贫穷的人更好。
That's why I can imagine you or your family would make the decision, I want to present myself as a slave to this person.
那个时候你作为一个家主就在那里决定我是不是要把我自己卖给这个主人。
Otherwise, if you're poor in ancient Rome, you'll die of destitution, lacking basics.
而就是穷困的自由人，也许那个时候他们确实因着极度的贫困而死亡。
But now, as a slave, you're legally bound to this new master, and you're vulnerable to that person's abuse or violence.
但是因为奴隶在法律上是属于主人，所以他们很容易就遭受虐待或者暴力。
And that's why verse 16 says, "You are slaves of the one whom you obey."
所以在十六节里头说，你们顺从谁就做谁的奴仆。
The slave has transferred ownership.Now should obey this new owner and cannot go back.
因为奴仆这个时候已经把所有权转移给了这个主人，他们必须顺从这位新的主人。
Think about us, the old you has already been baptized and buried, that you cannot undo the death of your old person.
我们旧的亚当里的那个老我借着这个受浸已经死了，我们不能再来撤销这个死。
A new life has begun for you.
而这个新的生命已经在我们里面开始。
If you go through the Red Sea, the traffic sign will say one way only.
当你经过这个红海的时候，你会看到那个交通的那个指示牌说这是一个单行道。
Yet Christians already owned by God can still be tempted by sin.
但是作为基督徒，我们虽然属乎主，但是有的时候还是会被罪来试探。
And in that case, they may seem to be presenting themselves to sin during a temptation.
所以好像在这样的试探底下，他们可能会再一次把自己献给那个罪。
And so that's why Paul wants to remind us of our ownership to know our obligation.
所以在这里，保罗在这里提醒我们，我们有这样的义务和责任，应该来顺服我们新的主人。
A free agent who signed to a new team now must play wholeheartedly for that new team.
所以当你参加了一个新的团队的时候，你必须全心全意的在那里参加这个队的。
Brown requires all students to declare a major, which is called a concentration, to graduate.
布朗大学他们在那里要求每一个学生要选择一个专业。
You could choose from 80 on their list or make your own one, but regardless, you need a concentration to get a bachelor's degree.
你可以在清单上的80个专业里头选一个，或者你自己设计一个，但是你必须有一个专业。
And before declaring a concentration, you have what's called an open curriculum. You could choose whichever classes you want.
在你选择这个专业之前，你自己好像在一个完全开放的这样的一个课程里面，你自己来选择。
Making it different from most colleges, because then that means you're a free bird. You could taste anything you want.
这个好像跟其他的大学很不一样，因为你在这个时候你是自由的，你随意选择你自己所喜欢的。
But once you choose a concentration, you're locked in. You have obligations to fulfill.
所以当你在那里选择你自己的专业以后，你就被锁定了，你必须按照规定来选这些课。
And obviously, if you don't make those requirements, you don't graduate.
若是你不完成这些规定的话，你就没有办法那个毕业。
So you originally had a choice of master, sin or God.
所以我们每个人好像都有这个选择权，你到底要选择罪还是做神做你的仆人。
Once you chose one or the other, then you have responsibility and obligation. That's the point.
但是一旦当你选择了你自己的主人，你就有责任和义务。
And now that a Christian is a transformed person because he has switched masters,What does the sanctification process look like for that bond slave?
所以，那我们现在看到基督徒已经拣选了，好，已经被改变，已经有神做我们的主人。那这个对我们来说到底意味着什么？
That process is in 17 to 19. 17 says, "You became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching to which you are committed."
在十七节里面说到，你们从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范。
This is a key phrase here, the form of teaching.
这边是一个主题，说到的是一个道理的模范。
Form can also mean pattern, template, or mold.
这个模范也可以解释成为一个模式、一个模板或者是一个模具。
It's like an ice cube tray where you pour water.
好像是一个普通的那个制冰盒，你。在里面倒水。
Or if you pour molten iron into something and it sets.
或者
Just like pouring iron.
好像你在那里制造一个模子一样。
It's like when Moses was on Sinai and Aaron was making a molten calf.
就好像那个当摩西在西乃山上的时候，亚伦在那里制造的那个金牛犊是铸造出来的。
Humanity often pours its own notions of God into their own molds.
人类常常就是照着自己所喜好的在那里制造这个神明。
I want God to be a certain way.
我喜欢神是这个样子。
And don't want him in a certain way.
我不喜欢他是那样的。
But Christianity is different from the world.
但是基督信仰与世界不同。
Paul says that we are committed to a form of teaching.
但是保罗在这里明确地说，我们是委身于一个特定的这样子的一个教导。
We're delivered over or handed over in other translations to the set of teaching.
从另外一个解释来说，好像我们是被交托给这样的一个道理。
And that set of teaching becomes the new guardian in charge to train us.
而这个新的这个道理就成了我们的新的这个监督人，在那里塑造我们，训练我们。
That guardian will then shape and form us in accordance to God's character of righteousness.
而这个监督人就在那里按照神的这个道理在那里塑造我们。
Rather than shaping God's word to how we want to live, it's God's word shaping us to how he wants to live.
不是我们在那里改变神的话来迎合我们所喜欢的，而是神的话在这里塑造我们，改变我们。
So when God melted us, the moment we believed,
当我们信他的那一刻，神就开始他的塑造工作。
Then we were willing to be poured into this mold.
就好像我们愿意把自己完全倒空在这个模具的里面。
And as we continue to be set in that mold, then we start to resemble the Lord Jesus.
当我们完全留在这个模具里面，渐渐的我们就开始像主耶稣基督。
And that's an important point because it's from the standpoint of first the mold is already there and then we grow into it.
这个很重要的一点是说，这个模具已经在我们信主之前已经存在的，而是我们在这个里面被成全。
Rather than most of the world's religions, which is you do a lot of effort to grow into something.
而这个许多的宗教世界里面说到的，你做什么事情，你成为这样子的情形。
Now, if you imagine, because a mold naturally constrains, then Christian teaching can seem limiting.
因为模具它本身是总是有一些约束，有一些限制，好像这样看来，基督教的这些教导也是有这样子的限制和约束。
And people might consider it conservative or restrictive.
人们可能会觉得它很守旧，很严格。
If you just look at the mold, you might think the main point is telling us what not to do, where not to go.
好像你单单只看这个模具的时候，你感觉就是说你不能做这件事情，你不能去那个地方。
How high is God's righteous standard that you have to do duties to God, your neighbor, other people, yourself, your bodies?
好像神的标准又是那么的高，这样子让我觉得我应该怎样对神或者对邻居，这个标准都很高。
And then we could see why the description of us is now as slaves of righteousness, seemingly limited, seemingly restricted.
这样让我们感觉我们要做这个标准，这个奴仆的时候，感觉实在让我们觉得很压抑，很那个，很不容易。
And having said all this, you may imagine that the Romans think we're all scared of living a dreary life restricted by a rigid mold.
好像这样子让我们感觉我们所有人可能都会有那种恐惧害怕在这样子的一个模具里面这样的生活。
And that's why there's a supply of two arguments, two answers. In the same verse 17, Paul says,
这有两个答案。第一个我们看见的是在十七节里头所说的。
Verse 17 says, you became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching.
这里是说到你们从心里顺服所传给你们的道理的模范。
The mention of the words from the heart makes all the difference.
而这个从心里顺服做了一个完全不同的。
Slaves must be obedient, but there's a great difference between a slave obeying out of compulsion versus obeying out of love.
奴仆固然需要顺服，但是这个顺服若是出于强迫的顺服，或者是因着爱的顺服，这个完全不一样。
If you imagine when we were used to being a slave of sin, that sin was such a difficult slave master.
你在这里想象我们曾经都是罪的奴仆，而这个罪，这个作为这个主人是非常非常残酷的。
But that idea of the difficult slave master shouldn't transfer over.
但是这个罪的主人的那个残酷绝对不能转移到今天我们现今的主人。
Because sin was driving us to the brink of exhaustion.
而这个因为罪是把我们最终带到一个完全在那里耗竭的那个地步。
He says, you have a very short time on earth to extract every bit of meaning and pleasure from it.
好像他在那里一直在那里要榨干我们最后的一点点，让我们来跟随这个罪的辖制。
You are forced to compare yourselves with others, win people's approval, prove yourself worthy.
他在那里一直不断的要我们拿自己与别人来比较。
But that's miserable. The more you try, the more inferior you feel, the more insecure you are.
因为越是这样的比较，你越是觉得自己的无力、自己的软弱、自己的无能。
And thus having to maximize entertainment experiences to distract us.
而且他还用许多的这个世上的这种娱乐啊，哈，别人的认可、关注来吸引我们。
So daily toil under sin is unfulfilling and exhausting.
所以每天每时每刻在这样子罪的奴仆底罪的主人底下，让我们最终觉得那个经历所有的都精疲力尽。
And one day you are sweating under the noonday sun.
有一天，你可能是在这个新的这个阳光底下，你仍然在那里出汗。
And you hear the voice of Jesus, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden."
但当时你却听到主耶稣在里面说话，告诉你凡劳苦担重担的，可以到我这里来。
And I will give you rest.
我会使你得着自由。
And from that moment, you felt you're free.
那从那一刻开始，你就得着了自由和释放。
Remember when Peter said to Jesus about John, "Lord, what about this man?"
记得彼得在那里指着约翰说。这人将来如何?
If I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me.
那主告诉他，你来跟随我，这人将来如何与你何干呢?
Jesus has freed us from the expectations of this world and ourselves.
所以主在这个时候就释放了我们，不叫我们与这个世界其他人来比较。
And we can taste true liberty under a new master.
而我们在这位新的主人底下，我们能够尝到那个真正的自由。
In political theory, we have two definitions of liberty.
在这个政治的理论里面，我们有两种不同的这个自由的定义。
The first is negative liberty, which means that you want no one to interfere with your life. No parents, no government, no rules.
这第一种的自由就是一个消极的一个自由，就是你不愿意有任何的这个权威的或者你的父母或者是政府部门或者有任何的规定来介入。
But the second type of liberty is called positive liberty.
第二种的自由是一种积极的自由。
It's having the capacity to reach your full purpose and potential.
这个就是有这样的自由可以达到所有你被造的目的和潜能。
For people living in a free society, positive liberty is the true liberty.
在这个自由的世界里面，我们知道这个积极的自由才是一个真正的自由。
And it comes with legal restraints and civic responsibility.
当然也带来这个所需要的社会必须要尽的义务和责任。
You need training to become who you're meant to be.
你需要经过一定的训练，能够成为你想要成为的。
There is a sister in our assembly who said that she could die happy.And go to the Lord as a fulfilled parent on a certain day.
我们在我们聚会中有一个这样的姐妹，她说有一天我可以心满意足的离世归主。
That day is when she gets to hear her son play piano for Sunday morning worship.
因为那一天她听到了她儿子在主日早晨敬拜的时候在那里弹奏钢琴。
Those unforgettable years of music lessons and theory classes.
那么多年的音乐训练
，strong arming a baby's uncoordinated motor movements，
在那里慢慢培养他的孩子，在那里训练能够来弹奏这个钢琴
，and grooming that person into a functioning adult who can make moral decisions，
把这个孩子最终培养能够成为一个独立，可以在那里做这个正确决定的人。
All that did not go to waste.
这个所有都没有成为突然。
And Christian liberty is positive because we are ultimately happiest under God's control, training, and guidance.
而基督里的自由是最最那个自真的是自由，因为我们在神的管那个掌管和引导下面，我们得到最深的满足。
Sometimes that happiness may not be immediately felt.
而这样的喜乐。不是说马上可以感觉到的。
But looking back, you can see that it was for your greatest good.
但是当我们回头来看的时候，我们真是发现神所带领的一切都是最好的。
Because then we reach the purpose for why God created us, for sonship, for glory, for co-heirship with Christ.
因为到那个时候，你就达到了，那个神造我们的目的，就是儿子的名分、荣耀。或者就是与基督同为后嗣。
And then the second reason to why Paul then calls us slaves not to scare us is,
而第二个原因，保罗在那里虽然称我们为奴仆，但告诉我们却不需要因此而感到惧怕。
That's in verse 19, where he says he is speaking in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh.
他在十九节特别的说，他说是因你们肉体的软弱，就照人的常话对你们说。
How slavery is an imperfect analogy because it's a flawed human institution.
虽然这个奴隶制度在人类的制度里面，它有它自己的缺陷。
But it is the best analogy, the most fitting analogy to show how every aspect of your life is now subjected to the demands of righteousness.
但它却是一个非常贴切的一个比喻，在那里告诉我们，我们生命的每一个层面，如今都应当顺服、归服于义的管辖。
A slave is not like a free person who can go to a 9-to-5 job and then goes home and not have to listen to her boss anymore.
所以这个奴隶并不是一个自由人，好像我今天下班了，回到家里，我再不用听我这个我的主人的话。
Because slavery is to capture a point that there's no such thing as a part-time Christian.
而这边我们看到义的仆人，实在我们没有基督徒本来不是一个兼职。
Not just full-time, but the extent of the obligations covers all aspects of life.
不单单是一个全时制的，而且我们每一个生活的方面都是归于这个义。
And that's why the 19th point follows saying, just as you presented your members as slaves to impurity, etc. Now present your members as slaves to righteousness.
这十九节接着说，他说：“从前你们怎样将肢体献给不洁不法做奴仆，以至于不法。”
All our members, oh sorry, all the abilities, all our faculties, our mind, our will, our emotions.
现今也要照样将肢体献给义做奴仆，以至于成圣。这里说到的不单单是我们的身体，而是我们的全部，我们的心思、情感、意念。
Where everything is now available for the new master to use.
而我们的全部都是已经奉献给主，归这位主人使用。
And when the new master uses it, the result of the process is sanctification.
而当我们的新的主人在这里使用的时候，他最后的结果就是成圣。
So you could say justification was the means, the door.But sanctification is the goal, the narrow way.
所以我们说这个称义好像只是一个起点，是那个窄门进入的，而这个成圣确实是一条道路，是一个过程，最终是走在这条窄道上。
To summarize the first two points, when we believed, we presented ourselves to God, willing to submit under His ownership.
所以总结来说，我们信主的时候，我们把自己已经献给神。甘心顺服在主他自己的带领下。
And that started a life of obedience that molds us, that leads to our sanctification.
从那一刻开始，一个顺服的生命在我们里面开始，借着真理不断的来塑造我们。
Third section is the destiny of a bond slave, 20-23.
完了，第三点我们说，在20-23节里面是说到这个做奴仆的结局。
What are the benefits? What are the outcomes of taking on this, presenting yourself to this new master?
当我们把自己献给这个新的主人的以后，是怎样的有怎样的果子，又是有怎样的结局呢？
Before you sign a new job contract, you want to have the contract in writing so you can see what it offers.
所以当我们开始一个新工作之前，你在合同上面你要在那里签字，看我们这个结局是什么，得做的是什么的果子。
And here we have the word benefit, which translates the word fruit, which means short-term, immediate results.
而这个字果子，这个字其实说到的就是个近期的一个结果。
And there are also outcomes here, the long-term results.
结局说的是一个远期的最终的一个结果。
In the short term, the benefit to the slave of sin is that they want to derive fulfillment from serving sin. They want to derive benefit from serving sin.
这个罪它带来的是怎样的一个果子呢？
They want to derive pleasure or value from serving sin.
好像在最终得着的一些价值或者是一些愉悦。
But when they sat down to want to derive pleasure from sin, what results is shame, it says. You think, why did I just do that?
但你当你经过了这些以后，你坐下来，你在那里想，这个果子到底是什么呢？其实只是羞耻而已。
AndThe contrast is the slave of God also sat down and thought, what am I deriving out of this?
那从另外一面来看，让我们做那个义的奴仆的时候， 我们得的果子是什么呢?
The near-term benefit is sanctification. So when you obey God, the Spirit begins the sanctification process immediately.
当我们在这里顺服神的时候，我们那个成圣就马上开始。
And then the final outcome that we really want to know, like you put in your investment, what will result when it fully matures?
而这个最终的结局是什么？就好像我们放了一样东西在那里，投资在那里，这个是最终我们得着的这个结果是什么？
What will you get paid in the end? The wages of sin is death.
我们知道罪的工价乃是死。
You worked so hard to earn wages from this cruel master, but at the end of the day, you won't like the end result.
虽然你在那里，在这个残酷的主人下面，尽量在那里赚取什么，但是最终的结果却让你很失望。
You don't want that to be your wages in your contract.
你不愿意这个结果成为那个合同上面的这个所写的那样。
But for those who obey Christ Jesus their Lord, they have eternal life as a free gift.
而那些顺服神的他们最终得着的这个结局却是永生。
These are not wages.
这个不是工价。
Salvation is a multi-installment gift.
而这个我们知道这个拯救这个救赎实在是一个不同的时间段都给你的一个礼物。
It not only gives us that initial forgiveness of sins, but then eventually pays out to the true complete life to the end.
一开始是让你罪得赦免，但是到了最后的是一个是完全的救恩。
To sum up in one sentence, eternal death is earned, but eternal life is given, gifted.
所以我们说，这个永远的死是自己挣来的，但是永远的永生却是神的礼物。
And thus, when we look at application now, the attitude of a slave is that under love.
那我们现在来看一下应用的这些例子，就是我们在爱做爱的奴仆，那个态度是什么？
Exodus 21 says, if the slave plainly says, I love my master, I will not go out free.
我们在这里看见有这样的仆人，他说我爱我的主人，我不愿意自由地出去。
Then based on what the slave said, the master can bring him to the doorpost, pierce his ear, and then that person becomes a permanent slave.
那因着他所这样的拣选，他的主人就会把他带到那个门前，靠近门框，用锥子穿他的耳朵。
Mm-hmm. And so far in Romans 6 as well, we see this Jesus in 6:10, the life that Jesus lived, he lived to God.
在罗马书六章十节里头说到，主耶稣活是向着神活。
That is our standard of bond servant.
这是我们看见的，我们主耶稣一个标准的一个模范。
That means Jesus, his whole life was spent for God. He didn't know anything else except what God wants.
这个看到他的生命除了神以外，他没有别的目标。
And likewise, Philippians says, Christ Jesus emptied himself, taking the form of a bond servant.
在腓立比书里头，我们看到主耶稣基督反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形状。
And his whole life can be summed up by the word obedience.
而他的一生就可以用顺服这两个字来总结。
And then at the end of what held Lord Jesus on the cross was not three iron nails.
而在主耶稣在地上的生活的最终，不是那三根铁钉把它留在这个十字架上。
But it was obedience to the Father and love for his people.
而是他向着神的顺服和对我们的爱。
So if Jesus bought us, how do we then spend our life?
那主耶稣他用重价买赎了我们，我们又如何来过我们的一生？
That is where we have the willingness to be a slave because the love of Christ constrains us.
这就是为什么我们愿意做他的奴仆，因为神他自己的爱激励我们。
That one died for all, therefore all died.
一人既替众人死了，众人都死了。
They who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again for their behalf.
所以他替众人死，叫那些活的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主。
And thank the Lord on the other side, God's love has a stronger grip than sin's grip.
从另外一面，我们看见主的爱比那个罪的那个辖制更加的有力量。
And we can rest securely in that fact.
我们可以非常安心的安息在这个事实上面。
At the end of the 19th century, there were brothers and sisters from various Christian circles that had a holy dissatisfaction.
在十九世纪末，有一些从不同的这个基督教的背景的弟兄姐妹聚在一起。
There were Anglicans and Quakers and Baptists, all feeling what is wrong with their spiritual life.
他们是有的从英国国教或者贵格会或者一些是无宗派的这个信徒，他们都有同样的一个感觉。
So God gathered them in Keswick in northwest England for an annual conference to discuss sanctification or victory in Christian life.
所以神聚集他们在开西有一个这样的年会，这样的讨论，他们是如何可以成圣，以及在基督里面得胜。
And there was a British brother named Evan H. Hopkins.
在当中有一个英国弟兄，他的名字叫 Evan Hopkins.
And he was born in present-day Colombia in 1837.
他出生在当今的这个哥伦比亚，在1837年出生的。
He moved to England and became a geology researcher.
以后他就迁居到英国，成了一名地质研究员。
When he was 21, he was walking along a coast, and an uneducated coast guardsman.
在21岁的有一天，他在这个海岸边上行走，碰到一位，这个海岸的警卫员，没有受过教育的。
Who was just saved the day before, talked to him.
只是在前一天刚刚得救的，对他说话。
He said to Hopkins, First John says that the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses from all our sin.
他指着约翰一书的话对他说，神儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
And he was saved and decided to serve God in the Anglican Church full time, no more geology.
而 Hopkins 弟兄他在这个时候深深受了触动，他就决定要在英国国会中来服侍神。
And so Anglican Church meaning the official state church of England.
当时这个国教那个 Anglican 那个他就是英国的国教，他们的就是国家所批准的一个聚会的。
But something was gnawing at his heart. He had a yearning for holiness to be delivered from spiritual weakness.
但他的心中觉得缺乏了什么，他里面实在在那里寻找怎样在灵里头与神更多的亲近。
At that time, most Protestants only had two views of sanctification.
在那个时候有两种学派觉得这个成圣是如何来进行的。
First was suppression.Meaning the Reformed Church thinks that now that you're saved, all you have to do is try to keep those sinful desires under control.
第一个就是压制的方法，那个就是在改革宗里面的，他们都觉得你既然已经得救了，接着你就要努力在那里压制并控制你自己里面的罪性和欲望。
You could do different spiritual disciplines or spiritual habits.
你可以在那里建立这个属灵的一些的习惯。和训练。
Then the other school from the holiness movement was about sinless perfection.
还有另外一派在那里讲到的是一种无罪完全的那种情形。
That if you have a special encounter with God, which they call the second blessing, that will completely root out sin.
好像这样一个人是经历一个特殊的与神这样子的一个相遇以后呢，他得着这样的第二次的祝福，他的罪根被拔掉了。
And as a result, that Christian will never sin again.
好像结果就是这个基督徒再不会犯罪。
So this dissatisfied Hopkins one day when he was 36 heard an American Quaker preacher, Robert Pearsall Smith.
在Hopkins 弟兄36岁那年，他听到了这个贵格会的一个弟兄叫 Robert Smith 的讲道。
And Smith said that we can accept sanctification by faith just as we accepted justification by faith.
他在这里指出我们凭着信心我们好像凭着信心得着的这个称义这样子的一个结果，我们同样要用信心来接受成圣这件事情。
What a relief that holiness is not by effort but by faith.
这个是一个何等的释放，看见这个成圣圣洁的过程不是凭着自己的努力，而是靠着信心。
And he felt overwhelmed, brought into this new spiritual reality that he said, I was elevated to look at a land both wide and beautiful.
所以他被深深的触动，好像带到了一个高地，他在那里看见这一幅图画，那个广大而美丽的那个地方， 他说那个地都是我的，我可以得着。
That it was to be possessed, it was to be his.
这个地方已经存在，是等待他去那里来得着。
How everything already is ours by Christ, including holiness as well as all other spiritual needs.
所以在基督里，这一切都是成为他的产业。他只要包括因着信心，他可以得着圣洁和所有属灵的丰富。
As a result, he wrote the textbook of the Keswick movement, which is called The Law of Liberty in the Spiritual Life.
接着他就写了一本在开西这个会议里面成为教科书的一本书，就是属灵灵命的自由。
When I was about to move to New York City for graduate school,
当我在那里很快要去纽约成为研究所。
Brother Chu gave me a copy of that book and said, you should read this.
朱弟兄把这本书给了我，让我来说，你需要读这本书。
At first, I was very skeptical because the cover had the Statue of Liberty on it.
一开始我真是蛮有怀疑的，我说这本书的封面就是一个纽约的自由女神像。
So I knew that it's about liberty.Since I was going to New York,
我知道这个是有关于这个自由，因为我要去纽约了。
But the book's main point is that the key of sanctification is the attitude of presenting oneself to God.
而这个得是自由的这个秘诀是什么呢？就是愿意把自己献给神。
To lay ourselves on the altar completely.
把自己放在祭坛上面。
And so the definition of sanctification is not removing every single trace of sin from your life.
而这个成圣的这个定义并不是说要把我们所有犯罪的痕迹都挪掉。
The definition of sanctification, he says, is to be consecrated, to be set apart for God.
而这个成圣的定义就是说我们要把自己献上，我们要把自己分别出来归给神。
And that makes the Keswick view of sanctification very balanced and unique.
这个就使得这个开西这个思想就是有关于成圣的这个思想很平衡。
It's not about trying hard to suppress sinful desires, assuming that you cannot sin.
这个不是说靠着我们自己的那个压抑来抑制所有罪的这个倾向和那个欲望。
Let me say that I messed up the first time. It's not saying that you have to suppress sinful desires or that you cannot sin.
这个再说一遍就是说你不用在那里靠着自己来压抑这个罪的倾向和欲望，也不是说你再也不会犯罪。
Instead, God's eternal resurrection life is already in you, and that life naturally overcomes sin within you.
而是说到神他那个复活的生命已经在我们里面，而这个生命在那里抵消这个罪的倾向而胜过这个罪。
So if you have a slave who presents themselves to this new master and obeys and trusts the Lord,
所以当我们作为一个奴仆来献给神，来顺服相信他的时候，
that continual presenting pushes out the darkness.
这个一直不停的这样子的一个献上，好像就让我们驱逐了里面所有的黑暗。
We said that this is a continuous thing. Do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin.
所以在这里我们看到的是一个现在进行时，我们是要持续不断地把自己献给神。
That was in verse 13. Do not go on continually presenting.
这边是讲到的十三节里面说到的不要将自己你们的肢体献给罪作不义的器具。
Because you have already made that one act of presenting, the present yourselves.
因为你已经一次把自己献给神了。
So when the servant obeys and presents, the work is already done.
当这个仆人把自己献给神的时候，这个工作已经成就。
We are allowing then the process to work itself.
而让这个过程在我们身上一直不停地自己在那里成就。
So famously, Hopkins used the image of a room.
这个好像有一个比喻在那里说到有一个这样的房间
That is naturally dark.
而自然来说它本来是黑暗的
And that typifies your soul.
这个在这里代表的我们的魂
And the life of God is like a candle that passes through the room.
而神的生命就好像是一个点着的这个蜡烛经过这个房间
As long as the candle is in the room is lit.
只要这个蜡烛留在房间里头，这个房间就是被照亮的。
But when we're independent from God and don't present ourselves, then you tell him the room becomes dark again.
若是我们转离神，不把自己献给神，那这个房间又黑暗了。
That is how the yielding to God in as a daily thing pushes out darkness.
所以这个每一天的顺服神，降服于神，就是帮助我们一直留在神的里面。
And so that's why Hopkins' hymn in our hymnal reads, Draw my soul close to thee and speak in love to me.
所以这个也是 Hopkins 弟兄他有一首诗歌说到、这个没有间隔主里面所讲的。
He says, nothing between, nothing between.
他说引我进你身边然后听你词言没有间隔没有间隔。
We desire to be drawn closer to God, to yield to him, that pushes away the darkness.
所以我们里面有这样的心愿愿意与神亲近被他吸引来到他的身边那这个黑暗就要被这个神的光照驱逐。
And thus, to summarize, sanctification from today can be seen in three ways.
那我们总结一下来看成圣这个可以从三个方面来看。
It's a gift, a process, and an attitude.
首先是一个恩赐，是一个礼物，在我们刚刚信主的时候得到。
The first aspect is that it was a gift that was given when we believed.
当我们刚信主的时候，这是一个作为一个礼物已经赐给我们。
Because God gave us the Lord Jesus.
因为神已经把主耶稣基督给了我们。
Secondly, though, it's also a process for a whole lifetime.
第二点是说到是一生持续进行的过程。
We're changed into His image from glory to glory as Christ's life replaced our self-life.
我们从荣耀到荣耀，我们变成神的模样，主耶稣的模样。
It's the attitude of a yielding servant. We make it a habit to give ourselves to God.
第三个说到我们是一个降服的、顺服的一个态度，作为一个奴仆的态度。
That we are slaves of righteousness out of love of the Lord.
因着对主的爱，我们愿意来顺服我们的主。
And to read a verse to summarize today's message, it's verse 18.
我们最后来看这个总结是在十八节。
Having been freed from sin, you became slaves of righteousness.
你们既从罪里得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再一些祷告。
Father, we want to take up the duty as slaves of righteousness.
父啊，我们愿意承担这一个做奴仆的责任。
We ask that you continue to free us.
我们在这里祈求你不断地在这里释放我们。
We need your son's life to be in us.
我们需要你神的儿子的名，那个生命在我们里面。
We ask that you would grow our love for him and also grow him in our hearts.
我们祷告让他的爱在我们里面成长，在我们的心中越来越多。
We pray this in the Lord Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.